The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. We're in minus 8 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Esme Bale. Here are today's headlines. The CAC is down in the polls, strong support for the proposed VAX tax, and Quebec drivers are going electric. New money will be distributed to veterans through associations. Ottawa's representatives announced this morning that funds would be made available for associations who want to better veterans' lives. Two winners of the award were already named. Isabeau Delacour were present at the conference. So, Isabeau, who is concerned by this announcement?
All organisms that want to help better the lives of veterans could apply to receive up to $500,000 in subventions and $1 million in contributions. Veterans and their families are the main beneficiaries of this event. Self-deputy of Ottawa, Yassir Naqvi, showed appreciation to the veterans himself, stressing their importance to Canada and its population.
The special relationship that all Canadians have with our veterans. We see it every year, especially here in Ottawa on Remembrance Day, when thousands and thousands of people come down to the National War Memorial to pay their respects to those who have served and died for our country.
What associations were the recipients for this award?
Helmets to Hard Hats and Ottawa Inner City Ministries were the main beneficiaries of this award. However, associations can still spontaneously apply to receive money to fund for veterans and their families' well-being.
What is the main takeaway from this announcement?
It was stressed that this award is also meant to fund a safe space for all veterans. This includes the LGBTQ+ community, veterans' wives, and those who suffer from mental health issues. They will be helped with extra caution.
Feeding the deer at the Michel Chartrand Park is technically banned. The city of Longueuil has been feeding the deer population for years, particularly during the wintertime. It only stopped recently in 2017. Biologist Michel Hay says the city has been artificially supporting its deer population. The city has been tolerating the public feeding the deer. No fines have been given out in the last few years. This has contributed to the overpopulation of deer in the park. In February, the city plans on capturing and euthanizing over 60 deers. 83% of Canadians own a car, but almost half of Canadian drivers are concerned about the impact of their car on the environment. That's spurring a big interest in buying electric cars. Matteo Michelli is looking into that story for us and joins us live. Matteo, just how big is the interest in buying electric?
Many people are more and more ready to buy electric cars. Like nowadays, Tesla entered the market and the huge interest about getting an electric car is like big enough for everyone, as the pricing of gas is constantly high. And the
opinion are the same. Now, you've been talking to drivers as they fill their cars at a gas station. What's your take on this?
People are not happy with the price, which is does not stopping increase. They're relatively not happy in the price, especially if you go back 1 year where the price was divided by 2 or 3.
To do it, since the place where I live is not a good access to plug that.
Yeah, I think it's coming. I think it's definitely coming. Maybe not anytime soon.
Okay.
Maybe within the next decade.
Matteo, things may be about to get a lot worse for drivers.
Yeah, exactly. After having reached a level of not seen for more than 7 years, the price of gas could continue to rise, although analysts differ. An increase that comes on the top of difficulties in the gas or electronic components sectors. After this reach, it can go more higher. Example, this Tuesday, the barrel of Brent crude oil even exceed $88. And the analysts differ on the possible consequence on this upward movement, which it could have a concrete impact. Here's an overview of the question raised by this trend.
A new poll by Léger shows that Le Gaulle's CAC has seen a significant decrease in popularity, having lost 4 points from the start of the month. Gabriela Villarreal looks into the details for us.
The poll, taken last weekend, captured discontent with curfew policies, with 84% of participants agreeing that the measures needed to be lifted. In contrast to this, Eric Duhaime's PCQ has seen a steady rise in popularity, with a 6-point increase. Political analyst Ethan Cox says that the support the Conservatives got is not surprising.
We're seeing a hardening of more sort of, you know, extreme right views among a small portion of the population. And so it makes sense that you'd see some migration from the CAQ to the Conservative Party of Quebec.
About 22% of voters in Quebec's metropolitan area say that they would now vote in favor of the Conservative Party. Despite these changes, the CAQ remains ahead of other parties, with 45% of voters still seeing Le Gaulle as the best choice for Premier of Quebec.
So, you know, there's a small portion of the population that holds sort of far-right views that is going to be attracted to a party like the Quebec Conservative Party. But society as a whole generally is evolving more to the left. And I think we certainly see that in Quebec, where the PQ is adrift and QS is on the upswing.
COVID cases in long-term care homes have been rising over the last month. In the last week alone, 40 deaths have been reported. This is the highest number of deaths since last February. Later today, Quebec's Healthcare and Welfare Commissioner will release the final report documenting the mistakes made during the first wave of the pandemic. The findings will be a follow-up to the preliminary report released in September. Quebec's proposed vax tax has been controversial since it was first proposed last week. However, a new poll shows it has strong support across the province. Valérie Bayard looks into the story for us.
On January 11th, Quebec's Prime Minister François Legault announced a tax on the unvaccinated unless of a medical exemption. And although experts have critiqued this new implementation due to a lack of ethical rights, a web poll made by 1,032 randomly selected citizens over the age of 18 resulted in 61% of Quebecers agreeing with this new tax. However, political analyst Ethan Cox had this to say regarding the new tax.
When you look at that poll, when you see about two-thirds of Quebecers supporting it, I think that reflects the frustration that people feel, but it's just not a policy that's likely to be imposed at all.
Kara Zwibble, director of the Fundamental Freedoms Program at the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, wrote a statement regarding this new law, saying that it should be abandoned since it raises equity concerns. She mentions that she isn't surprised by people agreeing with this tax. Here's what she had to say.
I think the government has done a lot of messaging that sort of places a significant amount of blame for things on people who are unvaccinated.
This is Valérie Bayard, Concordia News.
New polling data released by Léger Marketing shows that close to 65% of Quebecers agree that vaccinations should be mandatory for everyone in the province. Yesterday, vaccine passports became mandatory to enter an SAQ or SQDC. The same poll also found that 4% of respondents were still adamant about not getting the COVID-19 jab.
Sports now. Today, we are sad to announce the tragic death of former women's basketball icon Luzia Harris. Montreal's big name in tennis, Shapovalova, had a great win in the second round of the Australian Open, making his way to the third, and the Canadians finally end their losing streak.
Ben powers through and then turns away. Klingberg with a shot, goes to the left circle and off the post, Sagan.
I wonder whether the puck was rolling on him a little
bit. What a save from Montumble once again, who ended his night with a total of 48 saves out of the little over 50 hits from the Dallas Stars, and only his second personal win this year. Montumble led the team to an outstanding win over one of the top teams this season with a 5-3 victory over the Dallas Stars.
Here's Suzuki. Out in front, chance score. Dvorak.
Montreal center Christian Dvorak finished the night with two goals, making it a third road win for the Canadiens and their first win since December 16th. Once again, on Tuesday night, the Boston Bruins retired Canadian professional hockey legend Willie O'Ree's jersey number, paying great respect to one of the best to ever do it for Boston.
I will never forget how my teammates in the Bruins locker room accepted me as one of their own. This was a time when some of the fans and opposing players were not ready to see a black man in the NHL.
This homage happened prior to the team's loss again, a game against the Carolina Hurricanes, making everyone at home remember O'Ree's will always and forever be a part of the Bruins history.
Oh, nice, following it in. Really good from Shapovalov.
Montreal's famous tennis player at the Australian Open yesterday, Denis Shapovalov, showed such a persevering mindset with a five-set comeback win against South Korean Kwon Soon-woo. He will then face 23-seed Riley Opelka from the United States on Friday. Last night hosted only two games in the NBA. The Timberwolves went away with a 112-110 win over the New York Knicks at the Garden. And Klay Thompson's Warriors led the team with 21 points to a 16-point win against a low-seed Pistons team this year. Tragic news for basketball fans around the world today. At the age of 66, Luzia Harris, basketball legend known for being the first and only woman drafted by the Naismith Basketball Association, has passed away on Tuesday in her native state in Mississippi. As the first black woman to enter the Hall of Fame in 1992, Harris was also the first player to ever score a basket in women's basketball Olympics.
Quebec music fans are still mourning the passing of singer Karim Ouellette at the age of 37. The Quebec City-based artist was a Juno and Felix Award winner, releasing three albums over the course of his career. His family and fellow artists say he'll be remembered for his upbeat music, powerful lyrics, and his renowned kindness. Light snowfall is expected today, and a lot of sunshine is in the forecast. However, this comes at a price. Temperatures will be freezing for the rest of the week, with wind chills temperatures reaching close to minus 25 on Friday. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Esme Bale.